We are Karen and Kids, and we are the children of God.
Great is the love the Father has given us,
that we should be called the children of God.
And that is what we are.
We lift our voice and sing praises to the King.
So join us as we learn about God
and as we sing and celebrate.
Hallelujah.
We are the children of God.
Welcome to Karen and Kids.
I'm Karen.
Hey, I'm Carolyn.
Hi, I'm Sam.
Hello, I'm Hallie.
Hello there, I'm Alexa.
Hey, I'm Becca.
Hi, I'm Luke.
There were 12 disciples Jesus called to help him. Simon, Peter, Andrew, James's brother John, Philip, Thomas, Matthew, James, the son of Alphaeus, Thaddeus, Simon, Judas, and Bartholomew. He has called us to. We are his disciples. I am one of you. He has called us to. We are his disciples. I am one of you.
Disciples too, right?
Yeah.
Just like we sang in the song. Well, today we're going to learn what it takes to be a disciple of Jesus. Let's read from the first chapter of the book of John to see how some of the 12 disciples met Jesus and decided to follow him.
Andrew and John were following John the Baptist.
When John the Baptist saw Jesus passing by, he said, "Look, the Lamb of God."
When the two disciples heard him say this, they followed Jesus.
Turning around, Jesus saw them following and asked, "What do you want?" They said, "Rabbi," which means teacher, "where are you staying?"
"Come," he replied, "and you will see."
So they went and saw where he was staying and spent that day with him.
Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, was one of the two who heard what John had said and who followed Jesus.
The first thing Andrew did was to find his brother Simon and tell him, "We have found the Messiah, that is the Christ," and he brought him to Jesus.
Jesus looked at him and said, "You are Simon, son of John," which when translated is Peter.
The next day, Jesus decided to leave for Galilee. Finding Philip, he said to him, "Follow me."
Well, let's look at the scripture and see how the disciples responded to Jesus.
As soon as they saw Jesus, they knew he was the Messiah.
Okay.
They wanted to spend time with him and learn more about him.
That's right.
Andrew was so excited, he wanted to share the news of meeting Jesus with his brother Peter.
Mm-hmm. And then, when Jesus said he was going and he told them to follow him, what did they do, Hallie?
They followed him.
That's right. And, you know, we can read more from this chapter to learn about two more of the disciples.
Philip, like Andrew and Peter, was from the town of Bethsaida.
And Philip found Nathanael and told him,
"We have found the one Moses wrote about in the law, and about whom the prophets also wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph."
"Nazareth, can anything good come from there?" Nathanael asked.
"Come and see," said Philip.
When Jesus saw Nathanael approaching, he said of him, "Here is a true Israelite, in whom there is nothing false."
"How do you know me?" Nathanael asked.
Jesus answered, "I saw you while you were still under the fig tree, before Philip called you."
Then Nathanael declared, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel."
Jesus said, "You believe because I told you. I saw you under the fig tree."
"You shall see greater things than that," he then added.
"I tell you the truth. You shall see heaven open and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man."
Jesus reached Nathanael in a different way than he reached the others, didn't he?
Yeah.
He sort of showed him like a small miracle that made Nathanael believe.
Jesus had to really kind of show him who he was.
Mm-hmm.
But then what did Nathanael say?
"That you're the Son of God."
He knew right away. Wow. He knows my thoughts. Do you remember the story of Paul? There's another example of Jesus coming to someone in a really unusual way. How about his story, Sam? Can you share a little bit of how Jesus came to Paul?
Paul was walking down the road, and then Jesus talked to him, and he became blind, and then Jesus gave him his sight back, and he became a really strong disciple.
That's right. And, you know, Jesus has called each one of us in different ways, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Different times in our lives. Sometimes we're young when we hear the call from Jesus. Sometimes people like me don't hear their call until later on in their life. Sometimes he works through people, sometimes through circumstances, but he makes himself known to us. And then we have a choice whether to accept him and to follow him. Why is it so important to follow Jesus?
It's the most important decision you'll ever make in your life, because when you're on your deathbed, it's not going to matter what else you did in your life. But if you became a Christian, then that's what's going to matter, because you're going to spend eternity in heaven.
That's right. Jesus. We all follow Jesus, and he guides us. Now, we may not hear his voice, but he makes himself known to us. How has God made himself known to you?
I would probably say when I first came to Karen and Kids.
Wow, so you really feel God's presence right here in our studio. How about you, Hallie?
Well, when my faith was kind of weak and I didn't know, like, and I was kind of having all those questions, I asked God to show me a sea turtle. And so I went to this birthday party.
Okay.
And it wasn't planned or anything, but we went to the aquarium.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw a sea turtle.
Mm.
And then I went on a cruise, and we were going to go see all these sea turtles, but it got canceled.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked him just to show me one, and he showed me 1,000.
Wow. Isn't that just like God, to show you more than you ask for? Alexa.
Not like a specific time, I guess, but a lot of times through the day I'll ask, like, God to help me get through a quiz or a test or, like, something stressful. And, like, he just works it out, like Callie said, like, so much better than you could ever imagine. So
yeah. Becca.
Whenever I'm having a difficult time, God shows himself sovereign.
Okay. That he's in control, right? You can just give it to him. Yeah. Carolyn.
I had the flu recently, and I was, like, feeling, like, really sick. And I asked God if he would heal me. And, like, I felt, like, much better later.
Yeah. And God takes care of his people.
The Bible says in the book of 1 Peter that we are a chosen people,
a royal priesthood,
a holy nation,
a people belonging to God,
that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light.
We praise Jesus,
the light of the world.
Jesus, we want to follow you in all of your ways.
We want to learn more about you.
And lead others to you.
You are the light of the world.
You are the King of Kings.
The Messiah.
You are Lord. We give you thanks and praise.
In your holy name we pray.
Amen.
Well, that's all the time we have for today. And it's our prayer that Jesus has called some of our listeners into his family today. Jesus loves each and every one of you so much, and he wants you to follow him.
If you have never asked Jesus into your heart, just ask him now.
He's always there with you.
Tell him the bad things that you have done and ask him for his forgiveness.
He will love you. He will change you.
Call us at 1-800-527-5522.
Or write to us, Karen and Kids, P.O. Box 168, Timonium, Maryland, 21094.
We would love to pray with you and send you a special Karen and Kids gift.
And remember,
Jesus has chosen us to be part of his family.
He has called us to do his work.
He wants us to lead others to him.
And when Jesus calls us, what should we do?
Follow him. See you next time.
By John Grant at Secret Sound Studio, and our program is recorded and edited by Tony Corelli at Purple Dog Studio.